The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You almost have to be insane a little bit to have such blind faith in something that you can't see.
Most important question to ask yourself is, what pain are you willing to endure in your life, rather than what pleasure do you want? So whatever pursuit it is that you're going through, whatever challenges are placed in front of you, realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile.
If you want it, you gotta go get it.
It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
Live short. Go harder than you did last year.
You need to become the ideal version of who you think you were meant to become. Where it is this effortless and joyful human experience of continually growing into a better version of yourself as a way of life.
Purpose. No one can create your purpose for you. No one can tell you who to be. So in purpose, you have to create your own purpose. And in evolution, you have to evolve towards that purpose. It's easier to live when you have goals to meet.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
You need to make a change somewhere. Know that this is your opportunity to separate yourself out from the pack. Every other person feels the exact same way. They also feel the hunger. They also feel the fatigue. They also feel the lack of motivation, and that every other person that you're competing with also feels it.
If you're someone who's always doing things other people aren't willing to do, you always max out, you always go to the next level, you convince yourself you deserve to win. You can take low self-esteem, low identity, low confidence, and change it over time by building this habitual addiction to doing one more, this obsession of one more.
way to discover what you were put on Earth for is to go back into your past, list the times you felt most fulfilled, and then see if you can draw a line through them. What have you truly loved thus far? What has ever uplifted your soul? What has dominated and delighted it at the same time? Assemble these revered objects in a row before you, and perhaps they will reveal a law by their nature and their order, the fundamental law of your very self.
Fall in love with what you have to do. The motivation is love. You're starting to see it even before it happens. When you fall, don't beat yourself up. Begin again, over and over and over again.
And people think that law of attraction is something that they can believe in or not believe in, when in reality, it's happening whether you recognize it or not. Because if you go back and track your thoughts and you audit your thoughts honestly, you are living the existence that you believe you deserve to live right now. So when you learn to control that, just like we're talking about this, through learning, accepting it as true, and then practicing the skill set, you get better and better and better and better.
So much value in what you unlearn. Sometimes the best thing you can do is unlearn some things. We're all always going after learning something new that we want to learn, learn, learn. But sometimes your biggest breakthrough is in what you unlearn and then you relearn. You have to disrupt that soil in order to plant a new seed to grow a new fruit.
Worrying about what everybody else is doing, stop looking at what everybody else is doing, and stay focused on what it is that you feel God has called you to do specifically. That's your greatness. That's where your power is.
The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important.
Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Important thing, your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself.
Failure has made me who I am today. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up.
You think jealousy is hatred. That's not what it is at all. Jealousy is desire. Jealousy is a clue. It's a directional signal. It's a dot on the map of your life. and the desire is blocked by fear or comparison or insecurity or stress or whatever. Instead of aiming that jealousy out at the world or at myself, aim it into inspiration, aim it into motivation. Explore it, lean into it, give yourself permission to have that thing, and then get off your ass and go make it happen.
Just don't quit today. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. Whatever we got to do tomorrow, just don't quit today. Little step. Tiny step. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that today. Just today. All right? Just make one good decision today.
When you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish that day. Keep a journal and write down your goals on a regular basis. When you're driving through the day, think about your goals. When you're talking to other people, think about your goals. You see, you do become what you think about most of the time. You do achieve what you think about most of the time. So all successful people think about their goals most of the time.
You will never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to jump off the cliff. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
It takes power. It takes effort. It takes discipline to break the old you, to break those habits, to break free of the chains that have been holding you back. That's where it takes the most effort. And then once you climb up and you start to get altitude, you start to get elevation, gravity becomes weaker. Your old, weaker self doesn't have the same influence that it had.
It's easy to want it. It's easy to think about it. It's easy to dream about it. It's easy to tell people you're going to do it. What's hard is getting up in the morning and doing it. What's hard is doing it when all your friends are telling you not to do it. What's hard is having everything in your life tell you that you should pull the plug on what you're doing right now and go get a normal job like everyone else, go be like everyone else, go live the life that everyone else wants you to live, but showing up anyway. That's what's hard. But that's what's actually going to get you where you want to go.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
A warrior is sent. A warrior has or feels the obligation. If something is out of balance out there, I'm going to fix it. Or you try. And if you try and you fail, you try harder next time. But you don't give up.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want.
But that hardest part of changing is breaking that gravitational force in the beginning. This stationary inertia of habit that's been controlling you for 7, 10, 15 years. Leave your weak old self behind and go get after it.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
My view is like, you can't control the outcome all the time. Sometimes it should go the other people's way. It shouldn't always go your way. So you get motivated by the losses. You stay motivated through the winning. What you can control is your process. You can control those intangibles. You can control the work ethic, the consistent discipline, your attitude, your culture, how much you care. All those things are in you. They just need to be drawn out of you.
There are going to be days where you get up and you do exactly what you're supposed to do and you work as hard as you possibly can and nothing happens. And on that day, you're going to feel like you're wasting your effort. You're going to feel like you're wasting your time. On that day, you're going to wonder why you're even doing this. But on that day, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again tomorrow. And when tomorrow arrives and the same thing happens, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again the next day. If you keep doing that, one of those days, something's going to happen. So keep showing up. Keep doing the work and trust that one day it's going to lead to what you want. Because if you do the work, it will.
If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.